Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
We're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you can cleanse us with your rain, baptize us once again. We thirst for you.
God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah Vales Taylor, and beloved, it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. We do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. Praise the Lord. We are doing this broadcast this morning. Praise the Lord. It is the Lord just dropped it on my heart to share a word with you on this morning. So we're going to pray here just in a few minutes, but I want to share a word that the Lord gave me, and I believe that it will be a blessing. It will edify and encourage you in your walk with the Lord. Beloved, we must know that God is with us. Praise God, even in the midst of war. Praise God, whether it be a natural war, spiritual war, amen, emotional war, maybe a mental war that you're facing right now. Whatever the battle is, beloved, know that God is watching over his word to perform it concerning you. He does have your best interest at heart. God loves you. He cares about you. And the battle is not yours, but it is the Lord's. And he wants you to rise, and he wants you to fight. Hear the word of the Lord. Fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. Rise, my people, and fight. You must learn to war in the spirit. I give you strength to endure your race, that as you have insight according to my word, to declare and decree my word, for my weapon that will go forth and pierce the darkness and pull down strong. Stay in my word and continue to seek my face. Stay close to me, for I will protect you by my blood, says the Lord. There is power in the blood. There is protection in the blood. Walk in me and trust me, says the Lord. And the scripture that the Lord gave is 1 Timothy 6 and 12. And it talks about fighting the fight of faith and laying hold on eternal life. And beloved, you must fight. You must not quit. You must fight. You must war. You must be determined in your heart and mind that you will rise and you will obey God. Preachers, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, whoever you are in ministry, I want to encourage you this morning to rise and fight. Do not quit. Don't stop, but set your face as a flint and be determined that you will obey God. Beloved, when God gives a mandate, when he gives a directive, when he gives a command, it's important that we as a people of God hear what God is saying. Amen. And follow after God. You be determined to follow hard after the Lord. Fight the good fight of faith. Rise up. Get up from where you are and be determined that you will decree and you will declare the word of God. Praise the Lord. It's not over for you yet. Praise God. God has much more for you, beloved. And it's important that you stay in God and walk in the vein of the Holy Ghost. Don't be deterred because of the storms around you, because of the persecution that may be coming at you, because of what you may be facing or what you may be enduring. Praise God. But good soldiers endure. Amen. No soldier that is a good soldier will entangle themselves in the affairs of this life, in carnality and in flesh. But that soldier will be one that will be armed, that will use the tools that God has given, praise the Lord, and will stand up and rise up and do the will of God. So we are soldiers in the army of the Lord, and there are so many souls that are at stake. Amen. There are men and women that are dying every day without Jesus Christ. And so one of the mandates that God is saying is that we win the lost, that we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we teach and declare the word of the Lord, that we pray, praise God, that we stay in the vein of the Holy Ghost, and that we mind God and obey him, and that we walk in the love of God. No matter what comes or what goes, be determined to love. Do not allow unforgiveness, bitterness, anger, hatred, even regret, revenge, any of these things to get in your heart, to seep into your soul, to get into your emotions, because it will contaminate you. It will contaminate your spirit, and God doesn't want you to be contaminated. You may have faced loss. You may have faced tragedy. You may be facing maybe even a bereavement right now. You may have lost a loved one. You may be sick in your body. Whatever the situation is, beloved, know that God does love you and he does care about you. He does have your best interests at heart, and he is working all things out for you because he loves you and because he cares. I want to encourage you today to get a hold of the word of God. Amen. Seek the face of God early in the morning. Get up, amen, and command your morning. Praise God. There are many prayer warriors that are getting up every day, every single day, and they are commanding their morning. They're asking God, amen, to order their day. And this is what we have to do as part of being a warrior. We must ask God, come in, Father. Command my morning. Command my day. Set this day, Father God. Bind everything that's not like you, Father God. Give me how to pray. And when we get in the Spirit of God, praise God, and begin to pray, you've got to change the way you've been praying. Some of you are praying and you're diligent, but you need to change the way you're praying. You need to begin to pray the word. You need to begin to decree the word. Stop fighting against, amen, what you see. It's not your brother. It's not your sister. Praise the Lord. It's the enemy. We don't fight against flesh and blood. We fight against principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness of this world. Praise God. Wickedness in the heavenly realm. So when we can get up in the heavenly realm and learn how to war there, praise God, and win the battle there, the battles will be won on earth. What you bind on earth is bound in heaven. What you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Praise God. But when you go up in the heavenlies, when you go up in the spirit realm now, when you begin to pray and you begin to war, praise God, and the Holy Ghost can give you how to pray, how to combat through the word of God. Praise God. You'll see the results in the natural. Praise God. God wants us to begin to set our direction and our attention, our affections on things above and not on things below. We worry too much. We're too filled with anxiety and the cares of this life. Praise the Lord with what's going on here and our attention, when our attention should be on Jesus Christ. Praise God. And the word of God, we're spending energy where we should not, and it's going to wear you out. Praise the Lord. So get in the word and allow the word of God to take precedent in your life. Amen. Be men and women of God that will walk in the word of God and that will obey the Lord. Praise God. I'm encouraging you today. Amen. Fight the good fight of faith. Rise up. Rise up from where you are. Praise God. I'm reminded of the four lepers in the Bible. And they were facing a very terrible situation. They could have stayed where they were and they would have died. And then they said, well, we can go, and we may still die. So what are we going to do? They decided that they were going to march toward the camp. And as they went, the Lord magnified them and confounded their enemy. Praise God. And when they got to their destination, God had taken care of their enemy. And all the spoils that were left, they reaped that. They were able to get it. Praise the Lord. Amen. They were victorious. Because they made up in their mind, even though we're sick, even though we don't have any business doing this and going where we're going, they were sick with leprosy. But praise God, they did not let that stop them. And some of you are going through issues and things right now. Do not let it stop you. Don't let it get you down. Don't let it keep you in a state of defeat. Praise the Lord. But make up your mind that no matter what, I'm going to go on with the Lord. Praise the Lord. Rise up, beloved. Amen. Know that your walk is a walk of faith. You don't walk by sight. You walk by faith. You walk by trusting God, believing God, adhering to the word of God, relying on his word. Praise the Lord. God will not fail you. He will not. He will not leave you. God is a faithful God. He is faithful to his word. So we want to encourage you today to know that God loves you. Praise the Lord. He's working all things out for you. I say that a lot because, beloved, he is. Amen. You may not concede in the natural, but you've got to get your eyes off what you're seeing and get your eyes on the eyes of faith. Praise the Lord. Stay in the word. Keep the word of God before you. Let the word begin to permeate your soul, permeate your spirit, permeate your mind. Praise the Lord. This word, the word of God, should have so much of a impact in our lives that we feel it, that we walk it, that we can see it. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Your speech and what you say a lot of times will determine the course of your day, what you speak. Praise God. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Praise the Lord. And so when we can recognize this for what it is and recognize the word of God, and not only recognize it, but adhere to it. Praise God. And let it become an active part of our lives. It will change our world. It will change our very being. Beloved, I just want you to be encouraged today. Praise the Lord. God is working all things out for you because he loves you and he cares. Praise the Lord. I want to pray a blessing on you today. I want to pray a prayer of blessing. I am a child of the King, an heir of God, and a joint heir with Christ. I am more than a conqueror through him who loves me. Fear has no place in my life because God has not given me a spirit of fear. I am confident that no weapon formed against me will prosper because God is for me. Lord, I thank you that you are for your people today. Lord, so if you are for us, who can be against us? And every curse spoken against us is to no avail because we are blessed. Satan cannot curse those whom God has blessed. And I thank you, Father, that the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and it adds no sorrow. I thank you, God, that we're blessed going in, we're blessed coming out. Thank you for your word, Father God. Thank you that our enemies shall come up against us one way, but God, you will cause them to flee seven ways. All that we set our hands to do will prosper, Father, and all the people of the earth will see that we are called by the name of the Lord. The Lord has made us plenteous in goods. We are lenders and we're not borrowers. We're the head and we're not the tail. We are above only and we're not beneath. So, Father God, we thank you, God, that no weapon, again, that's formed will prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us, you will condemn it in the judgment. Father, we thank you for that. We thank you now that God, that nothing shall separate us from the love of God. Not height, nor depth, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Oh God, nor any other creature will separate us from the love of God. Father, I thank you today for your word. I thank you for your people. I thank you for your word that you have given today, that we're to rise, we're to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. And I pray for everyone that's listening right now. I pray, Holy Ghost, that you will go through these lines, that you go through these airways, Father God. Oh God, pull down every stronghold, every mind-blocking spirit, pull it down right now. Every hindering spirit, pull down right now. In the name of Jesus. Father, as we begin this day, as we go forth this day, we command it. We command that the enemy be bound in the name of Jesus, that you make our way perfect, Father God, complete in you. Encourage that one right now that's discouraged. Encourage their heart right now, that one that needs healing, Father God. I'm asking that you touch right now that heart area. Get all around the heart muscle, Father God, the fluid build up. in the name of Jesus. Someone that's having a fluid buildup around the heart, I pray for you by your Spirit would touch and minister right now. Heal, Father God. Lift that and draw, cause that fluid to be drawn off that body right now in the name of Jesus. I speak to the one that has the lung condition right now, Father God, where they're not getting the air in, Father God. The lungs have been damaged, Father God, due to disease. I pray for a recreative miracle in the lungs right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for healing today. I speak to the one right now that's having trouble in the bones and in the joints and in the feet area right now, the pain that's in the feet, even in the bottom of the feet. I speak to you to be healed right now in the name of Jesus. I take authority over sickness and disease and infirmity. Oh God, I thank you right now that one is suffering with a high blood pressure where the pressure just won't come down even with the medication. The pressure's still up. But Father, I come against the tension in the body. I come against the stress in the body. I come against the worry and anxiety. I come against even the attacks through word curses, through physical attacks. Father God, we come against emotional attacks right now in the name of Jesus, and we're thanking you for healing. Father, I thank you for what you're doing right now. Thank you for the move of the Spirit right now. Thank you, God, that one that got that bad report, God, concerning their health, the cancer that has hit their body in the breast area, in the lung area, and even someone got a report about brain cancer. Father God, I've come against these evil reports. And Father, I pray for healing. I pray that you will begin to give miracles right now as your word goes forth, God. I pray and I thank you for your word today. I thank you, Father, for what you're doing, Lord God, that one that needs some direction in their lives right now. Father God, I pray that you give direction and understanding according to your word, Father God, because you do adhere to your word. And Lord God, help them to put you in remembrance of your word, Father God. Help your people, Father, to decree and declare your word, that we will really be soldiers, good soldiers in the army of God. Father, I thank you now for what you're doing. I thank you, God, for your word today. And I ask, God, that you would begin to go forth and manifest yourself in a real way, Father. I thank you, God, for that pastor that is in a very tight spot right now. But Father God, you have them there for a reason. And I'm asking you, dear Lord, that your will would be done. That, Father God, through this time of seeking you and fasting and prayer, that they would get the mind of God and that they would get back on track, Father God, because the ministry is off track right now. There are things that you want to do, but you cannot do. You cannot move until they make up their mind that they're going to do it your way. So, Father God, I pray for that one right now, that ministry. You know right where it is, Father God. I don't know, but you know, Father God, and I'm asking you to go to them now. Speak the word. Send forth your word right now. We speak the prophetic word right now in the atmosphere, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we speak life right now, not death. We speak life in the name of Jesus. Father God, help your people, help your men servants and your maid servants, Father God. Father God, we thank you for prophetic ministry. We thank you for apostolic ministry. We thank you for deliverance ministry and healing ministry, God. We thank you for the miracle working power of the Holy Ghost. Father, we want you to be Lord now. Touch and minister. Manifest yourself. We pray for young people today. We pray, God, that you would get a range of their minds, get a range of their hearts. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for what you're doing. God, we pray for lost souls right now. We pray, Father, that you would save, that you would deliver, that you would set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you right now. Father God, we come against even drug addiction, those that are bound by drugs, Father God, those that are bound by prescription drugs right now. We pray right now by the power of the Holy Ghost that you would begin to destroy the spirit of drugs in the name of Jesus. Father God, help those that are weak. Help those, God, that need strength right now. Pour your healing oil over them now. Let it flow from the top of their heads to the bottom of their feet. Father God, let their body, as it detoxifies, as the detoxins and all the poisons come out, Father God, Lord, let the anointing of the Lord cover them, protect them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lead them, God, oh God, into activity that will keep them busy, Father God, that will keep their hands busy, their mind busy with the things of you, Father God. Those that need jobs that have been so idle and have fallen into this area of drugs, open up the door, give them drugs, give them a mind, God, to be clean and be free. So God, we thank you now. We pray for the drug lords. We pray for those that are pushing drugs into our nation. Father God, that you go to the head, that you go to the core, that you go to the root, Father God. There are organizations that are doing this, Father God. You see and you know what's going on in this nation. Now, Father God, we're praying. We're binding the enemy right now. We come against that stronghold in the name of Jesus. We come against the principality spirit over America with drugs in the name of Jesus. We come against those that are on the east side, the west side, the north side, and the south side. Those four gate doors have been opened and pushing drugs into this nation. Oh God, getting down to our young people, getting down to women, and getting down to men. Father God, good men, good women. Father God, good young people, God, but they've been infected with drugs. So we bind the spirit of drugs right now. We bind the pharmakia spirit in the name of Jesus. We bind sorcery and we bind witchcraft right now. We bind the warlock right now. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you now. Send forth your word, Father, to do the work that needs to be done. Save that life. Don't let them take their lives, God. That one right now that's contemplating suicide and giving up, the one with the gun in their hand right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, you speak to them now. Speak to that mind and that heart, God, in the name of Jesus. You regulate that mind, regulate that heart, God, in the name of Jesus. We take authority over the enemy right now. Oh, Father God, and Father God, I come against the very spirit of fear, Father God, because you have put, oh God, things on the leader's heart to pray and to preach, but they won't do it because of fear. So we come against the spirit of fear right now. We come against torment right now. In the name of Jesus, we take authority over it right now. Father God, help your people arise in faith right now to do the work that you're declaring and that you're decreeing for us to do in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you now. Father God, we thank you now. We thank you for your delivering power. We thank you, Father God, for healing. We thank you, Father God, for deliverance. We thank you, hallelujah, for delivering, even breaking soul ties. And, oh, my God, things that have us bound, God. Even there's some that are bound by their ankles. Father God, there are chains around the ankles that are keeping the feet from moving. But we break those shackles right now in the Holy Ghost. We break the slave mentality and the poverty mentality. In the name of Jesus, that have come over the people, God. Oh, God, we thank you now for healing. Thank you for wholeness. Thank you, God, for a spirit of righteousness and holiness, God, that we will walk upright before you, God, that we will declare and decree your word, Father, in purity, in holiness, and righteousness. Oh, my God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you right now. Continue the work that you have begun, Father God. God, we thank you now. We thank you, God, for pouring out your spirit on our nation, Father. We need you, God. This nation needs you. We need you as never before. Father God, if there ever was a time that we needed to pray, it is now. So, Father God, we thank you. We praise you for what you're doing. We come against every spirit, every stronghold, every strong man in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pull them down right now in the heavenlies, God. Oh, God, we want your will to be done in this earth. Father God, your will, not the demonic realm's will, but your will be done in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. God, draw your people together. Father God, let us see. Father God, let the body of Christ see that, God, you are greater. Father God, and when we join forces as one, Father God, in unity, Father God, because there's strength, God, your will be pushed forward. So, Father God, we thank you, God, that you begin to bind leaders together. Father God, that you would pull down the jealous spirits, the competition spirits. Oh, my God, the barriers, Father, that have been set up, God, that even will prevent men and women of God and people of God from fellowshipping one with another because of fear, because of insecurity. Oh, my God, we come against it in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, that you're going to pull your body together. Father God, flush out and weed out, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we decree it and we declare it to be so. Father God, in every region, in every state, in every nation, in every local community, Father God, where there's so much discord and so much division and so much fighting in the body of Christ, I pray, God, that you begin to bust it up and break it up in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, God, you do the work that needs to be done in the body of Christ. Let love abide, Father. Let love abide in our hearts, God. Oh, God, we thank you now. We praise you for what you're doing. We thank you, God. We give you glory and we give you honor and we give you praise, God. We will not cease to magnify you or call upon you, Father. We thank you, God, for your word. We thank you for miracles, God, even on today. Complete and work miracles, Father God. Work miracles on behalf of your people. Work miracles on behalf, God, of men and women, boys and girls all around the world, all around the nations, Father God. Even go to the war zone, Father God. And Lord, you protect and you touch our soldiers in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We praise you, Father God. Thanking you, God, now that you're giving our hands to war and, God, our fingers to fight. You're teaching us how to war in the Holy Ghost. And Father, so we thank you now. Thank you, God, that you're mending broken relationships, that you're reconciling marriages, Father God, that you're putting relationships back together where the enemy has come to divide and conquer. Oh, God, Father God, help. Lord God, those ones that are in distress in their marriage and in their homes, God. Father God, you help them now. You undergird them now and you give them what to do and how to do according to your word. Father, help us to adhere to your word. Oh God, we thank you for it now. Thank you for reconciliation. Thank you for wholeness, God. Thank you for healing in spirit, soul, and body, in the emotions and the mental capacity, Father God. Oh God, we thank you for that now. We will not cease to give you praise. We will not cease to give you glory. We will not cease to give you honor. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Beloved, be encouraged today. We thank God for prayer. We want you to continue to listen to the broadcast. If this broadcast has been a blessing, please feel free, drop us an email, send us an email. Amen. You can drop us in the mail, natural mail. Praise God. Visit our website, www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. Praise the Lord. If you are interested in viewing any of our media, praise God, any of our videos, go to our website. Praise God. Just know, beloved, God loves you. He cares about you, and he is working all things out for you just because he loves you and just because he cares. Want you to know we're preparing for our WOP conference coming up real soon, July 5th, 6th, and 7th. If you want more information about that, please go to our website, www.wopministries.org. Go to the conference link. All the information is there. If you need us, you can drop us an email or you can call us. Until our next broadcast, I pray that the blessing of the Lord be yours today. Praise God. Keep looking up, beloved, and know God loves you. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments at Set Free Outreach Ministry at hotmail.com. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 2456, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out just for you because He loves you and He cares.
A place where you